It's Friday, November the 12th, 2010, the weekend coming up here in the City of Dawn, Oroville. Listen to the news featuring announcements and interviews. First, a look at today's weather. Scattered clouds, a high of 29 degrees, winds east-southeasterly at 14 kilometers per hour, and a chance of rain. The heat index is 33 degrees because of our high humidity. These conditions will continue throughout the weekend. Sadna Forest is a sustainable community involved in the planting of 70 acres of land with tropical dry evergreen species, thereby creating a forest. They invite anyone willing to work to come out and help. The following times, Tuesday through Friday morning, 6:15 to 8:45, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday afternoons, 4 to 6, and Saturday mornings, 7 to 9, are the times to come and get your hands dirty and learn about tree planting methods and water conservation. Participants are most welcome to enjoy a free organic vegan meal right after these planting sessions. Please call ahead so food will be ready for you. 267-7682 or 267-7683. And here's a report of a second beach erosion meeting held at Quiet Beach on November 9th. Present were around 30 people from the Pondi Can team, Orovillians, and two headmen from China Mudaliar Chabadi. It was noted that the announced cyclone, instead of worsening severely last Sunday afternoon as predicted, actually petered out over the area. Congratulations are in store for everyone everywhere who participated inwardly in obtaining that result with the help of the grace. Damage did occur due to huge waves on the first day and a half in China Mudaliar Chabadi, where more fishermen's houses were washed away. The following morning, the village demonstrated by blocking the East Coast Road for one full hour. That demonstration included all the women as well. At Quiet Beach, the sea destroyed a portion of the wall, inundating low-lying areas near the Quiet Back Road. A new fence is presently being erected there. And at Raypo, the abrupt cliff, due to erosion, advanced still closer to the fence, pushing it down at the south end of the compound and in the center area, coming closer to Sam's house. The focus of this particular meeting was the urgent need for action and for joining forces. Firstly, to reconstitute an Oroville coastal group. Secondly, to establish clearly the facts and long-term as well as short-term objectives, beginning with the fact that the sea erosion of Tamil Nadu's beaches is caused by the breakwater of Pondicherry's harbor, which of course is due to the constructing of the many groins in the Pondi territory, all of which block the natural flow of sand. Harbors in themselves don't create the problems. It's the constant maintenance that's needed for desilting and beach nourishment, that is, sand dredged out and pumped to the north side. Harbors without this measure are a disaster. Groins and seawalls simply move the problem of beach erosion further north of the harbor, and they're a waste of money as they sink, becoming quickly ineffective. In Pondi, funds are there now for the dredging of all the sand accumulated behind the port over the many years. Instead of dumping the sand north of the harbor, which is the present plan, that sand could go to the affected areas of the beaches of Village and Oroville communities where it does belong. Unfortunately, for bringing that sand to this side and pumping it onto the eroded beaches, there aren't presently funds. They must be raised. An alternate plan would be for dredging 500 meters offshore from the affected beaches and then dumping that sand back onto those beaches. Simply, the Pondi Harbor needs to be modified so as to discontinue creating this problem in the future. So creating awareness of all the above points in the fishing villages and with the various officials concerned both in Pondi and Tamil Nadu is of the utmost importance. Work's being done simultaneously on those four main points. And immediate protective measures are being tried by some Orovillians regarding Sam's house in Raypo, presently very endangered. The next meeting takes place Tuesday, November 16th at 3 p.m. in the Harmony Hall at Quiet. All interested and motivated persons are most welcome. These words from the mother. In all circumstances of life, one must always be very careful to guard against despair and negativity. This habit of being somber, morose, and depressed does not depend on events in the life, but on a lack of faith in one's nature. One who has faith, even if only in himself, can face all difficulties and all circumstances, even the most adverse, without discouragement or despair, fighting to the end with endurance and courage. You've been listening to Oroville News with Marlenka on microphone, in studio Andrea Miriam Yahlom, and a host of volunteers for which we are grateful. Questions, comments can be addressed to orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.